Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and peace. All praises are due to Allah, the Sovereign, the Holy, the source of all peace. He is the one who has sent his messengers with peace. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the one who is full of majesty and honor. And I bear witness that our master and prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the prophet of mercy and peace, and that he is the one through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides all of creation towards the paths of peace. O Allah, bless him, his family, and his noble companions. To continue, I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For he, the Most High, says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And have taqwa of Allah, so that you may attain unto mercy. O believers, whenever our Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in this world, tongues rush to send their salawat, their peace and blessings upon him. And this is in part because he himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, in his essence and in his message, was calling to the way of peace, the way of mercy. And in return, hearts overflow with peace at his mention. And this is only in keeping with the way of his heart, for he was someone who would think well of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was someone who loved goodness and mercy for all of the creation of Allah. And he was someone who held no grudges or hatred and would say to his companions, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَخْرُجَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنَا صَلِيمُ الصَّدْرِ. He said, I love to come out to you with a heart that is free of any malice. And this, brothers and sisters, is what we find as characterizing the way of his life. For anyone who studies the seerah, the life story of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam, will find that it was characterized by peace in his words, in his actions, and in his noble ethics. We find this embodied in the manner by which he would initiate greetings of peace to whomsoever he would meet, and how he in turn encouraged the spreading of peace amongst all people. It has been narrated and reported from him that he said that one of the best traits of Islam is to تقرأ السلام على من عرفت ومن لم تعرف, is to greet with salams, with peace, those who you know and those whom you do not know. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not only make peace something by which greetings are to be uttered, but peace as a value by which generations were to be nurtured. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted every home to be an embodiment and a place of tranquility and peace. And so he alayhi salatu wasallam said, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ فَسَلِّمْ يَكُونُ بَرَكَةً عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ. He said, when you enter your home, greet them with peace, for it will be a blessing upon you and upon your family. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was emphasizing the role of peace and how peace starts with those most nearest and dearest to us. And that is one of the reasons why he emphasized his own companions and encouraged them to so adhere to this value of peace that they become central in the spreading of this peace amongst all of the people of this earth. And that's why it's reported that he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, inna salam ismun min asma'illahi ta'ala. He said, indeed, peace is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most exalted. وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that He has placed, i.e. this name of peace, on earth. فَأَفْشُ السَّلَامِ بَيْنَكُمْ, so spread peace amongst yourselves, O human beings, O companions. And so, brothers and sisters, this is a command from the Prophet ﷺ, which means each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves in our relationships, at which point are we making the choice, an active choice, to pivot towards peace. And we are all responsible for this decision, because this pivoting, this decision to make peace a central principle of our lives, is something that bears its fruits even in the most darkest and most difficult moments. And so you find that those who are characterized as being the wise are characterized with this trait of peace. Those who are thought to be virtuous and thoughtful are those who find peace as their way of disposition. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن جَنَهُوا لِلسَّلْمِ فَاجْنَحْ لَهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And he said, and if they, i.e. even those who are opposing you, incline to peace, then incline to it and place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, even with those who had committed atrocities and harmed him and those he loved, when the choice came to choose the way of peace, then he would always demonstrate that choice by being that person who chose the way of peace. And we find this at this unparalleled historical moment when he's returned back to Mecca, and the opening of Mecca, years after he had left it and under persecution, and had faced many of its people who had sought to attack him and to kill him and to drive him out. And he asked them at that point, he said, مَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي صَانِعٌ بِكُمْ, he said, what do you think I will do with you? And they replied, calling to the generosity and mercy that they knew was part of his essential character, saying, we expect good for you, good from you. You are a noble brother and the son of a noble brother. They were calling to mind his kinship bonds and what they knew of his lineage. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to them with generosity and peace by saying, اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. He said, go, for you are all free. So brothers and sisters, if this is the embodiment of our noble Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, demonstrating his prophetic character when it came to those who had opposed him and done several things that would require from an element of justice, you would think retribution, but he would forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, choosing the way of peace, then how should it be with those who are closest to us, with our families, with our neighbors, and with our friends, when we find that inevitably part of humanity is that there will be difficulties. But we should reflect on all our dealings and ensure that none of this translates into a relationship of animosity, but rather that we ensure that our relationships are characterized by peace and that we refrain from harming others. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-mu'minu man amina an-nas. He said, the believer is the one from whom the people feel safe. And in another hadith, he said, وَالْمُسْلِمُ مَنْ سَلِمَ النَّاسُ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. He said, the Muslim is the one from whom people feel safe with regards to his tongue and hand. In other words, the Muslim is the one who should be characterized as a person of peace, whose tongue echoes peace, whose hands demonstrate the way of peace. And so let us be people who are peacemakers. Let us be people who make the foundation of peace something that it becomes the very essence and foundation of our lives. that we seek to find tranquility in our hearts and to free them of grudges and hatred in accordance with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he speaks about those who will be successful. And he says that those who are successful as opposed to those who will be unsuccessful are those who إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, that those who come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound heart will not be from those who are the losers. So brothers and sisters, let us spread peace in all aspects of our lives. Let us ensure that we greet others with it, but this greeting is not just a surface greeting with the tongue, but that it be embodied in its meanings in our hearts. That whomsoever we greet, and we greet with this greeting, we ensure that we are people who are genuinely spreading peace amongst ourselves, and that we make this a means by which we intend to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Afshu salam kay ta'alu." He said, spread peace so you will rise. In other words, those who are those who spread peace are those who become elevated in the pages of history and in the degrees by which civilizations are to be known. And this is something borne witness to in the annals of history. So servants of Allah, let us make this our intention, let us purify our hearts, let us make peace the foundation of our lives, let us ensure that our homes are homes of peace, that our dealings of peace, and that we in turn disseminate and spread this peace amongst ourselves and our communities, and ensure that we are people who add peace to this world, not people who cause harm and destruction. For this is the way to enter unto the Dar as-Salam, the abode of peace, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, for them will be the home of peace with their Lord. So I say this and ask Allah for forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.